can stop you tonight.
And welcome here to Beyond the Lights. I'm your host, Pat Doherty, alongside Ian Nielsen. Good morning, Ian. How are you doing today?
Good morning, man. How are you doing?
Good. That song is perfect for our topic today. So today we're going to talk about living life with priorities. We finished last week's podcast with a quote that I really like that I think coincides with our topic today. When you talk about living life, either by priorities or design, one of the things that I have heard, I listen to a lot of motivational speakers. It's become an obsession. And it's not because I feel like I need to get motivated, but I like the different types of messages. I've had the opportunity to meet Eric Thomas on a couple of occasions. He currently, if you're a listener to this podcast, you can actually sneak into his class at Michigan State University. I've done it. It's awesome. It's very intimate. It's nothing. It's very similar to the way that he does, obviously, his videos and things like that. But at the same time, it's up close and personal. You get a chance to talk to him after the class. I did that. I broke into the class. It was awesome. But a lot of different quotes that I think really almost every single motivational speaker goes back to this lesson at some point. Are you living by purpose or design, or are you living by chance? And a lot of people, we talked about fear last week, and I think it somewhat coincides to we can dream and we can say we want something, but are we living in a way that's going to get us there? And that goes with anything. Closer relationship to God, a work promotion, being a better family member, having a family. I think all of this kind of coincides with this topic. And Ian threw this one out a couple weeks ago, and I really fell in love with the idea of talking about ways to do this and what this truly does mean, because there's a lot of lip service that goes out there, and a lot of people can say, I wake up every day and I grind. I hear that all the time, and at this point I use it too, but I think it gets overused, because what how are you grinding? What are you doing? Now, you get up every day and you go to work, but what is the purpose of that? Are you furthering your goals and your dreams no matter what your age is? So I'm going to kick it over to Ian. And so let's start right there, Ian. What to you does this mean? Living by design or priorities, living your life, what does that entail in your opinion?
Yes, and it's funny you talk about grind, because I just saw on Facebook just a little snapshot of Rizzo's comment on, he wants the major league, season to be shorter.
So much hate thrown at him yesterday.
Everyone's like, oh my gosh, he's soft, or oh my gosh, he's crazy for thinking that. And again, it gets back to the word grind. Mm-hmm. on for me, at least, when it comes to baseball, and the concept of, man, when you're doing 100-150 games or whatever a season, and if you've never really done that before, you don't realize that all of a sudden the game that you played in the backyard that was so much fun with your friends becomes not
job.
That fun.
It's a job, right? Yeah.
And so, people then, are like, I can't understand that. Well, it's because you never done it. And so the other key word, okay, I would say is design. So, I think if we think about design, you look at a car, you look at anything that's manufactured, and there's complete engineering and design intent of the whole concept. And so there was a way in which we have to make it. There was a way in which we had to, meticulously manufacture it so that it operates the way it needs to. So any defect or any malfunction of the engineering side and the manufacturing side could lead to a malfunction. So, mm-hmm. And that's the same. I believe it's really correlative to what, we are as humans, that we were made by design, obviously, and designed for how we should live. And I think when we deviate from that design, that's when we actually have issues in our life. So it goes back to, okay, then what is that design? Which is, I think, the ultimate question is what's the ultimate design for our lives? And I don't think there's a formula. I don't think that there's a, three-step process, and all of a sudden you're going to be living design every single day of your life. But what I would say is that there's some foundation there, right? And I think it's going to look a little different for people across the spectrum. But I think for me, it's going to start with how am I prioritizing my life? And I do it in around four different segments. Okay. So number one, I'm going to say God comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Then number two, it's going to be myself. Number three, it's going to be my family.
Fourth, Notre Dame, right?
No, but fourth will be work. And then five will be hobbies, okay? So after work, I kind of let whatever falls in there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I do it that way is because, again, God, and God could go with one. That's really with myself, in other words. Like, that's tied. So, again, I believe that if I'm connected to the Father, then that's how I'm going to be the healthiest me. And then if I'm taking care of my physical health and my, you know, spiritual health, I'm focused in on that, then I'm going to be able to be my best me for my family and then for work, which would be number four. And then five after that, I mean, then fishing or hunting or anything like that comes into play. You know, church league softball if I really wanted to, you know. But
I can't see you playing church league softball.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, that's my point in the sense of when I feel tension in my life whenever a lower urge or a lower priority supersedes a higher priority in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So if... You know, family, if I'm spending all this time with family and I'm not taking care of myself, there's going to be a certain point in which I'm like, hey, I just need to go get away. I need to get away and, you know, have my own time. And then vice versa. If I'm not taking care of myself, all of a sudden I'm getting snippy. I'm getting snappy with my family. And, you know, I'm not being my best me. And then if I'm not being my best me for my family, I'm not being my best me for work.
I think it's great that you put yourself in that list because... Weirdly, this just happened with my wife. Based on my work schedule currently, I go in to work before they get up, and I get home after they've already been home. And my wife, the one thing I appreciate about our relationship is the communication level there is pretty high. And so she reached out to me the other day and says, I need some alone time. Like, I need to get away from just being constantly surrounded and needed. Because as a mother, there's a lot that I put on her plate. Both our daughters put on her plate. And so I was like, all right. I appreciate you saying that. Hey, why don't you take tonight, go to a movie, go to dinner with a friend. Because we do need to make sure that we're right. And I love that you put it second because you're right. That affects your family. It affects your job. If you're not in the right headspace, then that trickles down. Everything else kind of flows. If you're not in the right headspace, those hobbies become more important because you're not really prioritizing what is truly important to you. And the one thing that I appreciated that you said is that all the plans or designs are going to be different. We're all individuals. We all like different things. We all prioritize things differently. There's some families where, you know, the husband, if you kind of go back 40 years, the husband used to do things a certain way, and we've kind of gone away from that. At least in our household, it's 50-50. Some days it's 60-40. Some days it's 70-30, depending on what has to go on. But it's that flexibility that we always try to get back to splitting things evenly. But at the same time, successful people have this same kind of blueprint. You know, whatever their deity is or whatever their faith level is, that's normally number one. That's the most important thing in a lot of people, believers' worlds is a godly figure. And again, we're not just saying Christian God, but to whoever's out there that whatever their deity is, that tends to be number one. Number two, this is where it kind of gets fuzzy because there are people that put their family first. And I would push back. I'm a big family guy. I spend a lot of time with my family. Sometimes I feel like I'm closed in. I don't get out. I don't go do the things that I used to do when I was younger because family is extremely important to me. But this is one of those gray areas where I struggle because I do put family at number two more often than I put myself. But I have struggled with those things that you talked about where if I don't take care of myself, if I'm not getting out and having some enjoyment outside of the family, I tend to get stressed. And the third one is work for a lot of people sneaks into number two. And that's the hardest thing for me. And I want to talk on that a little bit and get your thoughts as well, because work sometimes can drive what can the family do. And a lot of people put emphasis on work. I need this job because I need the money to do the things that I want to do with myself or my family, to be able to have those hobbies. Hunting, fishing, sports, games, dance classes, theater, musicals, whatever your thing is. So sometimes work sneaks into number two, and then maybe family, and then you're last. And it's important to me that it's not selfish, and sometimes maybe we get that kind of connotation tag to if, hey, if you're number two, well, that you're being selfish. Well, no, because like you said, if you're not taking care of yourself, the rest is going to be a mess. And so prioritizing work and making sure that there's an emphasis on not working 16, 17 hours every single day and letting the other two, yourself and a family, if you have a family. If you don't, and then you're just an individual, even so, like yourself needs to be up there. You need to do things for yourself and not allow work to control your life. Cause I know a lot of people get caught doing that.
Yeah. The thing though is key is like when we look at work as a grind, a lot of times we don't see it as a ministry. And that's what creates this animosity almost to work, where you almost just don't want to go and you're just trying to go through the motions, and then you have an unhealthy balance even with your work life. And so even with that, that creates a more problems with this whole dynamic, because really the way that I see it is there's a lot of times I don't want to leave work. But mm-hmm. if we really have like our heart fixated on the right priorities, and what I love, you know, the slogan of urgency of priorities, you're going to do anything you can to really hold true to your priorities, you're going to feel that tension.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I think it's key to be really self-aware and be like, you know something, I got to get home, you know, or, you know, set up your life where you're like, I know that this is my ministry or this is my work, and I'm really, you know, diving in, because a lot of people, what happen, they dive in and they just want to keep succeeding and they want to be successful people, which is great. And then, you know, they get rewards, and that's what they can do to, you know, mm-hmm. get that vacation they've always wanted with the family. But at the end of the day, it's not about the vacation, it's just about the time. And so having the balance on time is really just understanding, you know, feeling the tension and understanding what that tension looks like, and then trying to wrap, you know, a little bit of the schedule around that so that you're really diligent and disciplined on executing that. And again, having urgency. Urgency is key, and making sure that you're dedicated to these priorities. Once you set them, it's like the infomercial, set it and forget it. You know, like really set these priorities, evaluate every now and then, and discipline your life around them, and then see what happens. Because now I think after you discipline your life around them, you'll see your time being allocated in the way in which you want, and which is the healthiest by design, if you will, way to do it.
One of the other things I've heard, and I want a couple of things that you do in your daily life to make sure your balance stays as equal as it can. But I've heard the saying, and I believe it was Eric Thomas. I listen to so many different things that I don't know, and I don't want to misquote somebody, but talking about you know, we expect guarantees from everybody. You go to a car dealership, right? There's a guarantee or warranty, and you expect that car to run the way that it should, right? But we don't always expect the same from us. Like, we may say, hey, we're going to go do this, and then when we don't get upset with ourselves for not doing that or not following through in things that we've said. For me, I write a lot. I'm obviously, radio is kind of a passion of mine. I talk a lot, but I also forget a lot of things. So I write a lot of things down, especially my goals. And I know that goes back to almost, I think back in when I was younger and in sports, I was always told, write your goals down, because if you write it and you see it, it's one of those things you can hold yourself accountable. So I do that. And I find it's interesting, because as I keep these books and then I go back from time to time and I look back, what did last year look like for me? What did last month look like for me? Because goals change and things progress and opportunities come and go. But for me, that's a big thing. And I also spend my drive to work. I don't listen to music. I listen to some sort of motivational. Right now, I'm listening to a book based on the Navy and their leadership. I absolutely love it. It's a really good book, and it gives a lot of good pointers in it. But that's something to me that if I don't get that, I feel off that day. If I don't start my day that way, let's say something happens and I'm rushing around, or I don't make it into work because, you know, some kind of crazy event has gone on, I feel off. But that kind of setting that kind of pace in that everyday routine keeps me on track. What are some of the things that you do to try to make sure that you keep those priorities 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5 with the hobbies? Because as you mentioned, if that gets out of kilter, everything starts to get really crazy in our lives.
Yeah. One thing I would say is key is I make sure, like, my life isn't dependent on my schedule. In other words, I'm still going to be okay, right? if I'm not executing all these different things. But what I would say is that I structure a lot of my time for myself, working out, or hobbies, or even my devotional time, to try to grow myself. is all around when my family's asleep or they're doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that allows me to not feel the tension of allowing these other things to, you know, any take away from family time, because then family time is very short. Work, you know, can definitely eat away some of that family time. So as I know that other things are competing for that time, I look and I try to be very strategic on how to actually still execute my other priorities while still maintaining, you know, the most time I can with family, knowing how precious it is. And it's not, and on top of that, I would say it's me then saying, you know, something when I don't want to get up in the morning, you know, you get up. That's the urgency side, is not the fact that I'm, you know, trying to strip time away from other things. It's more the fact of, okay, I know I have this set time. Now then the urgency of just making sure you always do it is key. So I just try to, you know, make sure that I find pockets of time that's not going to take away too much from another one and execute.
He is Ian Nielsen. I am Pat Doherty. Next week, kind of flowing into the same topic, but from a different angle, I want to talk about our whys. What does that mean? We hear this all the time, not only in business. Motivational speakers use this quite frequently. It can get confusing. Can you have multiple whys? As well as, you can send us topics. If there are certain things that you would like us to touch base on, questions that you have, you can find us on Facebook. Beyond the Lights with Pat Doherty and Ian Nielsen. Thank you for tuning in this week. We'll see you next week with another podcast.